Association's 14th annual Memory Walk is Saturday, November 5th. Stop by any Sleep America store, pick up a registration brochure. 30 Sleep America locations. Call 1-888-94-SLEEP or visit the web at sleepamerica.com.
Yo, brother A to Z.
Yo, what's up, B?
Yo, what time is it?
Ha ha. It's laundry day.
Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Oh, computer.
Well, I couldn't resist. The name of this song, it's the new Jason Mraz CD. The name of the song is Geek in the Pink.
Geek in a Pink?
Geek in the Pink, yeah. He's he's always considered himself kind of a geeky guy and kind of a nerdy guy that's off in the corner. It's his proclamation to say, you know, you shouldn't necessarily ignore the geek in the pink.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was salmon, though. You don't call it pink if you're a guy, right?
Well, if you're a real man, you definitely don't call it salmon.
No, no, you don't want to call it
pink. I'm wearing periwinkle today.
Periwinkle.
Ken.
No. Well, before we went to the news break, I said we'd give you a way to help the hungry, if you will. By supporting a great organization that's having some really cool things go on in the Valley, the Waste Not program, which has just been one of my favorite charities. I just love what they do. They take the food from restaurants and things that would normally be thrown out, and they quickly get them to folks that can use it. And joining us on our computer corner hotline is
It says the mystery line.
The mystery line is D. Mitten with the Waste Not Corporation or organization.
Oh, I'm the mystery. Hi, Ken.
Hi, D.
Hi, Bennett.
Hello.
I got to tell you, I stopped by the way, I'll let you fill them in on the details, but I stopped by AJ's, picked up three bowls, one for me, one for Brandon, one for Chad.
Oh, cool.
And I was pretty amazed by the quality of these things, but before I get ahead of myself, tell everybody what's going on, what you guys are doing so you can try to help continue this great work that you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so tickled that you went by, because where I'm speaking to you from, and obviously you stopped at an AJ's, today at all of the AJ's locations, until about 2 o'clock, we're already underway, and we've already sold a lot of bowls. But we have on display some of the beautiful bowls that the Arizona Clay Association has made, a representative of the bowls that will be used in next Friday's empty bowl event down at the Arizona Center. And what the empty bowl is, it's obviously a big fundraiser for Waste Not. And Waste Not is the agency, as you said, that helps feed the hungry by collecting excess perishable food from restaurants, resorts, and caterers. So this is one of our premier fundraisers of the year. And AJ's came on board this year as a tremendous sponsor. And so we're having a miniature event at the AJ's location.
So this is all the AJ's in the Phoenix metro area?
Yes, every one of them.
And while supplies last, and I'm not kidding.
While supplies last, and I really need to say that, because I do know that one of the stores has already sold out of bowls.
Well, they were going pretty fast and furious over here on Central, too.
Yeah, so it's been wonderful, because as you said, these are all handcrafted, hand-painted bowls. The Arizona Clay Association works all year long, and they make thousands of bowls. And again, this year we're getting an extra boost by having a small event today. And then when the actual event, the main event, so to speak, is next Friday
at
October
the Arizona
14th.
Center. Well, let's explain now. If they go into AJ's today, they have all these bowls laying on a table. They choose which one they want. They pay
$12
for the bowl, and they get this nice little gift certificate from AJ's as well to redeem for a complimentary 16-ounce container of their bistro soup, which is great.
And that coupon is good for a week, so they don't necessarily have to have their lunch today, but they can take their coupon and redeem it all week long at any of the AJ's locations.
So for $12, you feed the hungry, you feed yourself, and you end up with this real, I mean, these are really beautiful bowls.
Oh, they are beautiful. And, you know, it's such a neat premise, because the Empty Bowl organization is an entity that exists for the purpose of raising money for different charities to feed the hungry. And so when you attend any of these events and you finish your soup, or you finish your wonderful pasta dish down at the Arizona Center that Lombardi's will furnish, you take the empty bowl with you. And it's representative of the fact that in, you know, many parts of the world, and amazingly, many parts of our own community, someone's bowl is always empty. So it makes us all stop and think how fortunate we are that we're not in that circumstance, and we need to pay attention to those that are.
And this fundraising, for those of the folks out there that don't understand what your organization does, you're not a food bank. You don't store food. You literally have to get this food from the restaurant to the charity of choice that day. And so this
yes.
is a huge logistical situation
yes,
that has nothing to do with food.
That's exactly right. It's we're the middleman, so to speak. We have refrigerated trucks, and we run 6 days a week, starting at 6:30 in the morning, and we pick up the food, collect the food, and then deliver it to more than 80 different agencies that feed the hungry, all in the same day. So yes, the logistics are quite interesting. But we collect on average 5,000 pounds of food a day. So that's
amazing.
Approximately 5,000.
And with gas
meals that we are providing. 6 days a week.
And with gas prices being what they are, you folks need to get out there and support this great, great charity. Dee, thanks so much for joining us and letting us know about that. We're going to have some additional information in our follow-up newsletter. But
wonderful. Thank you, guys.
You
so,
bet.
So much.
The Waste Not organization, if you're anywhere near an AJ's, pop in there looking near the deli section. You'll see a table. And it's only going till 2 o'clock. So if you're out and you're driving around in your car, run over to AJ's, get one of these great bowls, support a great organization. It's good netiquette.
And while you're there, you can get your soup now if you want and eat.
Exactly.
And I don't know if all the AJs are doing it, but the one down here on Central, they had some music, some live, a guy playing like jazz trumpet and singing. And
yeah, that's not part of the Waste Not program.
Oh.
That's just how cool AJs is. AJs is just cool, you know.
I guess.
So
I'm trying to figure out how we tie it into computers and technology, and I think I figured it out.
Yeah?
They printed the certificates with a laser printer on a computer, I betcha.
Oh, there you go. I was thinking more like be kind, use nice netiquette, and show the world that us netizens are looking out for our fellow human beings that need help getting fed. It's a great organization. You know, you just think about connecting those points that are up on the opposite ends of the scales. I mean, they're getting like bacon-wrapped fillets from the Phoenician and running them to, you know, these homeless shelters and what have you. It's just so cool.
And the homeless guy's eating a bacon-wrapped fillet.
Hey, is there anything better? That proves how great this country is. People like that have that kind of mindset. So I love that organization. Support them if you will. Now let's get back to our netiquette discussion. We are here today specifically to give you resources. And you can see those resources on our website, datadoctors.com. You don't necessarily have to call in. But we do want to hear from you. We want to see your emails on your pet peeves, your email pet peeves, your internet pet peeves, those things that cause you to go, I wish these people would learn about. You got to remember, everybody started the same way, not knowing anything about the rules of the road. And the rules of the road, let's face it, on the internet are quite different than real life. You've got all these abbreviations. You've got all these different lowercase, uppercase, this, that, period here. Is it WW or WWW?
Or can you just do without it altogether now?
www.ken@datadoctors.com. Remember when we used
to confuse
the email and the, you know, it's just there's a lot going on, especially if you're new to this thing. So we want to try to help you. If you're a newbie and have a question and you don't want to identify yourself by your real name, I mean, just make up a name.
You can actually be new B.
Yeah.
Or old B if you want.
Something
we don't care.
Like that. Do we have any open lines?
We got two open lines I'm going to remind people of before we pick up Patrick. And the number, 602-277-5827, is exactly what Patrick called to reach us here in the Computer Corner. Patrick, welcome.
Patrick?
Let's try again.
Patrick!
This is a first-time caller,
hey.
And I actually have a reason to call because I finally bought a computer.
All right!
Yes.
Welcome to the 80s, 90s. Yeah. Where are we at?
I don't know.
Anyway, I got an E-Machines, and it came with Norton Antivirus and McAfee.
Whoa. Hold on. It came with both Norton Antivirus and McAfee?
They both pop up when I start the computer, and I've added nothing to it.
Okay, so are you sure that these aren't both, like, trial versions, like pick me, and then actually pay for the actual product?
I think McAfee is, because when I was cruising around inside the different folders and stuff, McAfee said it expired in December. So I think it's like a 90-day trial or 6 month trial or something.
And you're talking about this upcoming December?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So anyway, you've got all these programs saying, hi, look what I'm doing for you, Patrick.
Yeah, and every time I go to McAfee, it says we have a virus update for you, and I go to hit it to go to it, and it takes me on the internet, it takes me to the website where I've registered, and then it says if it doesn't update, you need to make sure your cookies are on, which they are, and I get no response or no update, so I'm kind of frustrated. But I think what it boils down to is I want one thing to streamline that's going to protect me against viruses, and have spyware.
Well, there's actually a couple of different programs that you need, because those are actually two completely different areas, and a lot of people are starting to blend those into one.
Okay.
So fighting viruses and worms and Trojans and the malicious stuff that's out there, mm-hmm. that's one set of tools, like specifically what it talks about antivirus software. Now, okay. a lot of these companies are trying to get you to believe that they have a one-size-fits-all solution for everything.
Okay.
Rarely have we found that those all-in-one do everything, Swiss Army knife, cure cancer, make toast, solutions are any good. They have good points about certain parts of the package, but what we find is these all-in-one packages tend to bog your system down and make it really slow. It takes forever to start up, and you know all kinds of issues that come into play that shouldn't be the case.
Okay.
Brandon, you want to fill them in on what our current now? Understand, this is a ever-changing landscape. So Norton previously was our recommendation. We've actually switched in the last 6 or 8 months based on what's out there right now.
And it's kind of a Chevy Ford thing. So some people will say, "Well, I really like A and I really like B." The important thing is that you pick one and one only, mm-hmm. not both. So eMachines kind of didn't do you any favors by putting both on there because that actually can cause some problems. But if I was you, I would go with the McAfee package. That seems to be what's the most effective for Windows XP-based machines.
Okay.
Now, there are a couple different flavors, if you will, of the McAfee package out there. One's an online-only version, which it sounds like you may have, which
okay.
is generally what they put on as the trials. And it requires you to go to websites and do things a lot more often versus the McAfee that's actually a product installed.
Mm-hmm.
That goes out and gets its updates and things through a different way that doesn't require you to go to websites and the cookies thing isn't there and static and wow.
Okay.
Are we there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a trend going on, and I really hate this. A lot of these national brands, in order to cut costs, and again, everyone has to realize that downward pressure everybody puts on pricing
mm-hmm.
causes these guys to do things like, instead of giving you a real antivirus program that's good for a year, they give you one that's good for 30, 60, or 90 days. But the salesman says it comes with antivirus software. And then you deal with this kind of a mess.
I'm going to put Patrick on hold there because we want to finish up with him
yes.
offline, I think. The recommendation really is pick one, go with one. Our recommendation of the two is going to be McAfee.
When it comes to the antivirus package.
Absolutely.
Not the do everything, security, network, everything.
Yes.
Right. Just the antivirus.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a whole load of callers up there. You can reach us online, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, and we'll see you on the other side of the break. It's the Data Doctors, the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney News Radio 620 KTAR, back right after this.
It's